What's called the trace of a surface in each of the coordinate planes can be found easily. If you want to look at the yz plane, then x equals 0. So if you let x be 0 in the equation, then you'll have an equation in only y and z, and that equation will have a two-dimensional graph that is in fact one of the conic sections you studied in pre-calculus or in calculus 2. So in order to find the trace in the xy plane, you let z be 0, and in order to find the trace in the xz plane, you let y be 0.